Good day, I'm Anne Dewey. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, August 23. Coming up, over 200 persons trained in domestic violence intervention strategies, jobs increasing in film industry, and tertiary students urged to help advance Jamaica. The details after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. 220 persons, including chaplains and peer counselors, attached to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are benefiting from domestic violence intervention training as part of measures to curb the crime in Jamaica. National Security Minister Robert Montague says over the last 10 years, 450 lives have been lost due to domestic violence. He adds that more men are losing their lives to the crime, with recent figures indicating that in 2015, 46 men died as a result of domestic violence compared to 15 women, while in 2016, 38 men were killed in comparison to 25 women. The training initiative will assist victims as well as perpetrators.
We are taking proactive steps towards dealing with a very serious issue. Domestic violence is a serious matter and a serious crime. 37% of our murders are a result of domestic violence.
Mr. Montague was speaking at a domestic violence training graduation exercise at the Andrews Memorial Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Andrew on Tuesday. In the meantime, Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is taking proactive steps to address domestic violence in the country. He says over 400 police officers have been trained in domestic violence prevention and counseling over the last 12 months, with more sessions planned going forward.
Every police station now has a point of contact for this crime, and every division has a liaison officer. Social intervention has to happen if we want to prevent and reduce the incidences of domestic violence.
He adds that the specialized training program will be evaluated and monitored to ensure that the current methods of responding to domestic violence incidents are in keeping with accepted standards. Film Commissioner at Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Jampo Renee Robinson, says the country has seen a steady increase in employment in the local film industry over the past year. Ms. Robinson says for the 2016-17 financial year, some 2,571 jobs were created compared to 1,406 in the previous year. These figures do not incorporate the numerous spin-off jobs created as part of the execution of film productions.
It's not just the actual hiring of the production manager or the first AD or the camera folks. They hire caterers, they hire drivers, they hire security people, they hire the ambulances that need to be on set to ensure that medical attention is available. So there is a lot of spin-off in jobs for productions that are happening on the island.
Ms. Robinson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is urging tertiary students to take advantage of their opportunity for higher education to craft strategies to help address the country's social challenges. He says solving Jamaica's systemic challenges requires creativity, critical and divergent thinking, self-awareness and integration of knowledge, which tertiary students are expected to possess.
You're going to university. You're not coming back the same way. You are going to come back properly prepared to jump into the cut and thrust of nation building and to do something to make this place a place where we can live, work, raise your family, and do business.
The Governor General was speaking at the 2017 I Believe Initiative Summer of Service Awards at King's House on Tuesday. At the ceremony, more than $7 million was disbursed to 8 participants who all completed 8 weeks of voluntary service under the Summer of Service program. Now in its 5th year, the I Believe initiative has provided tuition support to more than 53 students. That was JIS News. I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.